Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from the United States Senate Office Building, the Russell Building, where we have in a few moments an appointment with our senator. This is July 18, as I said, and I am here with Christians United for Israel. An amazing thing is happening. We had in the convention center here in Washington, D.C. last night, 5,000 people from across the United States who have come today with appointments with every one of our congressmen and our Senate. Even though the Senate is in a vote right now, we still are going by their offices. We are here with Christians United for Israel. God spoke to John Hagee. It's been 2005 February. We were here last year. No, 2006 February we organized. And we have come here to speak to our congressmen and senators with one voice, Christians United for Israel. We have talking points. Our talking points today that we took to our, in my own district, we have the minority whip, Roy Blunt. And this is what we said in his office. Talking point number one, Bush has announced a new peace initiative that America should not pressure Israel to give up land. In Lebanon in 2000, they gave it up, and it's not more secure. Israel's less secure. In Gaza, they gave up land. It's not more secure. It's less secure. And Bush announced just 2 days ago there was a new peace initiative heading toward a divided state, again, a Palestinian state, which is not according to the word of God, and for the United States to back Mahmoud Abbas. Bush wants a peace, a conference in the area with an end toward dividing even the city of Jerusalem. So as we spoke to our congressman this morning, we were assured and we believe that Congress will not back this, that they will not vote for it. They will be pro-Israel. As we walk down these halls today, we have been told by more than one person, and John Hagee, who's the head of this group, has been told by a senator that this group, Christians United for Israel, is making an impact. They are listening to us. And as someone was telling us this and walking down the halls after we'd just been to Congressman Blunt's office, my daughter, the aide, said to my daughter Shelley, this group is making an impact. And Shelley said, we will not be silent any longer. And he said, we know that. So we invite you. You click online and join Christians United for Israel. You be with us as we're speaking up. There is an issue that is very important in the Word of God, and that is the issue of God bringing the Jews back to Israel and our standing with them. We want the United States of America to be a sheep nation, and we're here with our feet. We go on our knees in prayer, and we go on our feet, and we're making an impact. We're going to be one of the most powerful groups with the power of God and with the power of our people coming with their feet here to stay, stand with Israel. Folks, the United States of America is in trouble. We are in trouble. Of course, we are the target of dark forces, and we want to invite you to pray. Pray for this nation. Pray for our leaders and stand that the light will prevail over our nation. We also have two more talking points. One of those talking points that we're talking about is Iran. We know that Iran is very near to nuclear. And so we are saying to our senators, to our representatives as we're here today, we want you to have everything on the table. Try diplomacy first. Try sanctions, but do not remove a quick military action. We cannot afford to let Iran come militarily against Israel. And another talking point we have is divestment. Our funds, your retirement funds, where you work, where are they going? The state of Florida, I believe, it may be Louisiana, it's either Louisiana or Florida, it's Florida, I believe, has already voted that their retirement funds cannot be invested in anything that supports terrorist states and or companies that support terrorist states. So we would invite you to do that as well. Look into where your retirement funds are going. Look into where your investments are going and make sure that your money's going to back up God's plan for Israel. Last night, I hope you saw that. It was on Daystar carried it. They carried our great night to honor Israel. And I hope you watched it and saw the Jewish people that I know. I happen to know a Jewish man, Dr. Gannat, who is one of the world's foremost authorities on nuclear power. In fact, John Hagee, his book that he wrote that quoted things about Iran and nuclear had this man as his as his advisor, as his expert. He's a dear man. They have a nuclear, I don't know, it's their laboratories. Their teaching center is in Netanya, Israel, near where I studied Hebrew. And they were sitting there last night. There were lots of Jews there, lots of Christians. I told you, 55,000 people we had there. And we had a large representative of the Jewish community. We were spoken to by the former ambassador to the United Nations, Dory Gold, who has some wonderful new books out, a brand new one on Jerusalem. He wrote one on hatred and talking about the Saudis. And so look up Dory Gold. Get any of his books. He spoke to us last night. Newt Gingrich spoke to us last night. The Israeli ambassador spoke to us last night. Lieberman has spoken to us, and they have told to us, Senator Lieberman said, you're powerful here. You're making an impact. Keep it up. But the Jewish people, especially from this nuclear study group in Netanya, one of their men said to my daughter, Shelley, last night as we talked to them, he said, I was at the wall 40 years ago. They got back Jerusalem. I was at the wall when we got back Jerusalem. I had an experience. This is a Jew, an Orthodox Jew. I had an experience during that time. I've had that experience twice in my life. And he said, tonight, I had that experience again. I wept. Half the time when people were talking, I was weeping because I knew this is powerful and that Israel has friends. Christians, we are their friends. We are biblically required to support God bringing back the Jews to Israel. We want to thank you for helping us in prayer and helping us in support and helping us every way that you can. As I said again, go online. We honor Dr. Hagee and Christians United for Israel. I love those first two words, Christians United. Aren't they marvelous? As you look across that floor, you see people from all churches and Bible schools and prayer groups and ministries, and they're standing up united. Oh, it's so right that we are indeed united for Israel. Now, as we've watched the news in this past week, we have seen that, in recent days, and we have some people here from England, and we have seen that there was a move to make some in Glasgow, Scotland, and in England, some terrorist moves, but they were found out. People were surprised that doctors were in on it, but they were found out. And I said to those people who came here from England, and they just wanted to join the United States of America in supporting Israel. And I said to them, I knew that when they found out these terrorist plots before they happened, it was because Christians were praying. And so as we're here, Christians, in the capital, we found that there's a sense of foreboding. Please pray that everything the Bible says, that there is nothing hidden to him with whom we have to do. I sat with some leaders, and I asked them, how is it in Washington? I'm talking about Washington, D.C. folks. And they said, there is a sense of foreboding. There is a sense that they're wanting to make a terrorist attack against America. They even gave me some details, which I'm not going to put online. But I want to say to you, there is a way to stop things. We have been risen up and seated at the right hand of the Lord in authority, Ephesians says, over all principalities and power and might and dominion. And I'm asking you, if you tuned in here, you please, if you clicked on, you please pray for the United States of America, for our leaders, and you pray against the darkness. The Bible says that we have authority over all principality, power, might, and dominion. I invite you to go online and order that book from us, the books on authority, and get busy in your heavenly ministry for the United States of America. Get busy up there, saying to the forces of darkness, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Not in our country. Last night, Brother Hagee had us calling out, you know, Hitler was able to kill 6 million Jews. Other things have happened throughout the centuries, horrible times. But Brother Hagee had the whole 5,000 people chanting, Israel lives and not on my watch. Let's say about Washington, D.C. Let's say about our major cities, no, not on our watch. And be sure, like Timothy says to us, first of all, pray for those in authority. Sometimes I think we criticize our president, we criticize others, and we say, how could they do this? We badmouth them. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't like that new peace initiative, but I do like President Bush. And I, as a man, I don't know what comes against, what forces of darkness sit on the very heads of our leaders. I believe it happened to Ariel Sharon. We knew Ariel Sharon. We visited with Ariel Sharon just before he became prime minister. We talked for 1 hour and 45 minutes about Bible prophecy, and we couldn't have been more in agreement. And then, when he came into power, he did that horrible thing in 2005, actually 2 years ago this very month. We're just about to come up to Tisha B'Av. He pushed the people out of Gaza. Now, they have, on the Mediterranean seaboard, they have a terrorist state, which they'd like to change into an Iranian terrorist state. It was a terrible thing to do, but my point is a pressure came against that man when he was in office. A pressure comes against our elected officials here. I'm wondering if when they are held accountable for the decisions they made in these buildings, will we be held accountable for the prayers that we offered up for them? Please, I give you a prayer call. Check on our website. There is a little button you can punch to G-SPAN, which is Lynn Hammond's prayer group. On that G-SPAN is posted a vision that one of our older saints of God saw about a devilish threat of darkness against our nation. And we were told it can be stopped by only one thing, the right kind of prayer. I believe that's the right kind of authoritative prayer. And so I'm telling you that again. That is, you go online, billybrim.org. You go online and you click on G-SPAN. You find out what that vision was, and you take up your part in praying for the United States of America. Bless the Lord. You want to know what the Bible says about the subject? Order from us, the Mountains of Israel. Call 1-800-972-3447. Order several copies and give them to your friends, please. This explains God's view of the matter. You can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, $5. It would surely help us if you can include an offering when you write. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. And come and be with us as we study matters of the last days in a special school. We're going to study all day long in August. Go online and find out about the School of Eschatology. I'll be looking for you to be there. You do have to register. We're going to look into the Bible at what the prophets are saying about what's happening right now, even this summer, in the promised land. And this is Billy Brim saying, until next time, shalom, shalom. Be blessed and be a blessing.